Chris got the panel going all during the break. COVID-19 cases, in case you haven't heard from a breathless media, are rising across the United States. It's like 2021 all over again. According to new CDC data, COVID hospitalizations are up for the fifth week in a row, and up 24% over the last 2 weeks. To be clear and to be fair, the numbers are really statistically insignificant to what we saw during the actual pandemic. But that has not stopped pandemic-era policies from returning. 92 colleges are mandating vaccines for fall enrollment. Brad Palumbo with the Washington Examiner is with us now. Brad, it's good to see you. Thank you. All right. This is a quote from your piece. These mandates aren't rooted in science or public health. They're simply the result of deeply ideological campus administrators wanting to assert their control or signal allegiance to their political tribe, which for private universities, what is the problem with that?
Well, there's two separate questions here. One is a legal question, and I certainly think if private universities want to set ridiculous policies, they're well within their rights to do so. It doesn't stop any of us from pointing out how ridiculous they are. Look, they literally sold Dr. Fauci bobbleheads at one point. So I think the idea that there is an ideology or a program here is pretty self-evident because there's no scientific basis for this. I anti-vaccine whatsoever. I took the COVID vaccine. I even took a booster. But I think that anyone who wants one can take one, and it will protect you from hospitalization or death in many cases. So that should be the end of the discussion. At that point, it's an individualized decision with individual benefits and costs, and people should be free to make their own decisions in consultation with their doctors, not make college students take it just out of conformity or political signaling.
Right, and there's some colleges, at least one that we understand, have mask mandates coming back and the like. 61% of campuses recommending the vaccine, 18% requiring it, 23% of campuses neither recommending nor requiring the vaccines. Oddly enough, letting college students do what they want. I guess, Brad, this would be the question. Do you see a change, perhaps, in how the media is examining the new wave, if you will? Is it having been informed by the missteps and misinformation and problems with COVID science over the past 3 years that has been well documented? Or are we right back at sort of 2020 at the start, where everybody was just going to accept whatever the CDC said as gospel?
I think it's a little too early to tell, but I hope some lessons have been learned, but color me skeptical. I mean, anyone still pushing mask mandates, they didn't work. People really didn't comply with them. Mask mandates were not correlated to better COVID outcomes, according to a variety of studies. And more importantly, anybody still pushing this nonsense just has no case. Anyone who wants a COVID vaccine can and should, in consultation with their doctor, get one, but then just leave the rest of us alone. I genuinely don't understand where this authoritarian desire to control what other people do with their bodies comes from, whether it's the busybodies running on college campuses in some locations, or people in the media cheering the comeback of mask mandates at a few universities. And thankfully, it's just a few for now, but I don't understand where this ideology comes from, this desire to control others, when it's just you do you. You take it if you want. You make your own decision, but just let other people. But the media, at least some aspects of the media, some journalists seem to have a fetish for this kind of controlling policy because they cover it breathlessly and credulously, even after the experts got so many things wrong.